Hello?
Hello, who's there?
Hi, Till, this is Ira.
Hi, Ira.
I managed to be very quick at my doctor's appointment.
Yes. And you came in exactly the same time as me. Yes, no one else is in yet. But I know that at least Peter will come in. He told me so on IRC. And I have also sent out a reminder 1 hour ago. Someone else is coming in. Hi, Tim. You're still.
Hi.
So, Tim, then it will be the first time that you're personally on the summit.
Yeah. Well, sorry it's been so long.
Now there are here, except me, there's Ira, there's Peter, and there is Tim Waugh. Tim Waugh is the principal printing developer of Red Hat, and also of Fedora. And the principal developer of System Config Printer.
Okay.
Peter, you have enjoyed the new printing dialogue.
I saw it running. Of course, I more or less, or actually quite a bit, know how it what it should look like at this stage. But it feels great to see where we are already right now. So I think we can. Also, I think if Kate starts working tomorrow with Lars, then we will make big strides in finishing our first package of work. So I'm really happy that, although it's very slow, it's watching the dialogue in slow motion, and we still can still watch it and see what it does. So,
yeah.
That's good news.
So you can see how the graphical elements of a PDF file are.
Hello.
Who is that?
Hi, too.
Hi.
Who else is here?
Peter Sicken, and Tim Waugh, and Ira McDonald.
Okay.
Hi, Intech.
Hi.
Hi, Intech.
Hi.
Hi, Intech.
Bill, do you plan on taking notes today? I wasn't planning on taking minutes, but I can if you want me to try to.
It would be nice.
All right, I'm going somewhere and opening a file.
Because it would help looking at the Open Printing Summit wiki page to see what all has to be squeezed into the program.
Yes, perhaps we simply start now. Let's have a look at the web page of the Printing Summit.
I got it here.
So we see here simply a list of all the topics which were suggested up to now, mainly in the monthly calls of Open Printing in the last two or so. I have invited most of the people by a personal invitation, and including the Canon people, Iowa, where you have sent me the email addresses yesterday. Thank you for that. And in addition, I've also invited some people of Chrome OS, where Iowa has sent me mail addresses for, but I did not get any answers of them.
Yeah, I would also suspect that certainly if they are in the neighborhood, like these Chrome people are Google people now, so they live and work around San Francisco.
Yep,
they would look at the last moment what... It would look a week before if it's really going to be interesting or not.
Also, they did answer on February 7th, it's in the minutes that I put out yesterday, they did answer a second note from the PWG secretary inviting them to the PWG face-to-face meeting last week and said that they would be making an announcement about their approach to printing in Chrome within the next several weeks, and it would be posted on the blog at chromium.org, the link I put in the minutes yesterday, and that after that they would be happy to talk with us. So I think that's the state. They're not answering any email right now.
Okay, that's going to be interesting. Maybe related to this, Kate and I have been talking today on what we want to do for the in the summit, and also how long we think our bit is going to take. But before we get to that, when we wrote our little abstracts and titles and stuff, we especially tried to make it, say, a bit appealing in a sense that if, for instance, the titles of our presentations and the abstracts can pull in one or two more people from, say, distributions who are there at the Linux distribution conference anyway, but really pull them into the open printing for a day, I would consider that a success for what I can contribute to open printing. So instead of just writing, well, in the most plain way what we're going to present, we really try to, again, stress that, what we're doing now is, when all goes right, coming in autumn to the distributions. So actually, I hope, I don't know, Till, if you got feedback, that some more distribution guys will turn up again this year. Is there any feedback like that, Till?
Yes, about the distributions, it's the following. For the integration in the distribution, at least only from Ubuntu, I know that they want to take the dialogue in when it comes from upstream, when it isn't KDE and GNOME.
Well, what I more meant is if people from distribution are showing interest to coming at least a day, maybe to the summit, if they are there already anyway in San Francisco for the collaboration summit, which may happen.
Ah, yes, one could make an announcement so that the people can have a look at the dialogue when we are showing it during the printing summit.
I would certainly, just a week before it really, the week in April before, when we have a program and when we have something that clearly says, like, I would almost say grouped around distribution interest, that can really be worth their while to drop in for a day from their other things that they have to do, that they're doing in the collaboration summit. And I would feel that it would be a success if we could achieve that significantly more people than last year are sitting again in our probably little room again. I don't know if we're getting the same room, but I hope some more people turn up this year.
Yes, I hope so too, because we have one thing I think is a little bit of a problem, that there's no really active desktop group in the Linux Foundation anymore. Because back in 2005, as we had started with a common printing dialogue, there was a desktop architects group with two meetings a year and everything in the OSDL, and then it got part of the Linux Foundation, and after that it was disappearing.
Mm.
They have a and that one person also posted suggesting about what to do at the Linux Foundation Summit, but this person never got an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems that there's no desktop activity anymore in the Linux Foundation.
So does that mean or does it mean it actually...
On the summit, on the Linux Foundation summit, there are so many people. There are also people interested in desktop stuff, probably.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask. If there's
so
no desktop
one can
there.
One can make an announcement that we are presenting the Common Printing Dialogue in the as part of the Open Printing Summit, so that people who are interested in it can come to us in that session.
If you would ask me, I would say that the week before the summit is when you want to, again, send an email personally to these contacts with all these distributions, etc., and show them again, point them at our program, and the different things that are not just a common printing dialogue, but other stuff that maybe you really arouse their interest and make them think like, okay, I might or I will drop by a day at the printing or an afternoon, depending on the program. I think when you get to the plenary session or in the morning itself in the Kabuki Hotel, I don't think there's so much you can change people's programs anymore. So I would say the week before the summit is crucial to, again, put it under attention, especially with other people who were close by. They may even drive up for a day to go to the printing summit. I would find that a very strategic time. Don't know about you guys, but that's what it looks like to me.
No, that sounds good. I put a note of what you just said in the minutes, Peter.
Mm, thanks. So we can all guess what my hot topic is, or it's the Common Printing Dialogue. So we talked today about our two presentations and then about how much time would we think it's gonna take. Not even how much time would Kate and I need for a presentation, because that's done with like 30 to 40 minutes. that's easy to estimate, but from Montreal in last year, we know as soon as we start talking printing dialogue, time schedules sort of get long. I think there's simply the need within the audience for lots of discussion room, and I think that's measured in hours as far as I've seen in the last couple of years.
So would you say that for the presentation, for instance, 45 minutes, and then for discussion, Peter, several hours?
That's what it sounds like. If I would say that together with another smaller topic, you get a whole day filled, as far as I can see. I mean, you guys been there either live or on the phone the last 2 years also, and as soon as either Kate or me put a picture on the screen or start a demo of the print dialogue, there's just going to be a lot of questions, which some of them are we simply going to say, well, we answer that later, or we show you the usability testing, and some of that needs quite a bit of, again, explanation. And I actually really hope that from distribution side and other people who should be involved by now with the printing dialogue, that the fact that we're going to have a running demo, and certainly in Kate's presentation, is going to be a lot of emphasis on demoing the thing and showing how it works, the new things that we put in the last year. So get a feel for it, see what it does, and this, especially this impression that it's coming and it's real, and we're just working on finishing it actually in the next couple of months, that gets through to the community, or in this case all the parties involved.
So for the common printing, if the common printing dialogue is in any way a meta subject of the summit, so at least a half day we can take for it. The other big topic will be the downloadable distribution independent driver packages, which will be made like a little seminar so that printer manufacturers get an overview how to prepare driver packages so that they are in general downloadable for all distributions, automatically downloadable, and also working well with the printing dialogue.
I can also see that going with lots of questions and answers, taking that a long
yes.
time.
So probably like the downloadable distribution driver packages would be perhaps one day, one of these that's the first or the last day. And the common printing dialogue,
we could avoid keynote speakers on Wednesday anyway, so we don't have a full day Wednesday.
Yes. Well, the first day has 1 hour, one or 1.5 hour less, so that we spare out the time for the introduction of the Linux Foundation Summit.
I also remember Friday.
The last day has also 1 or 1.5 hours less because of the conclusion of the Linux Foundation Summit.
Exactly.
Only at the last day it can be that these two, one or 1.5 hours less, are in the middle and not in the end. It was last year that way too, because they didn't want to do the conclusions in the late afternoon of Friday, because some people are leaving already in the early in the early afternoon of Friday.
Which means we need to plan for a summary effort late Friday morning, perhaps, and or whatever, or first thing Friday afternoon, and then have, you know, some other topic, like more discussion of downloadable drivers or updates to GoScript and Fumatic or Common Print Dialog or all of those things.
Well, we, for example, put the downloadable driver, T take the first day for the downloadable drivers and half of the second for the common printing dialogue.
I'm sure it's going to be slightly more than half, so don't...
Well,
I'm not saying it's going to be all day, that's too much, but let's say half plus an hour, and then another...
Yes, topic. Yes.
Well, right. Do you mean, so is that half the short morning half? I mean, remember the way the hours lay of the day. The morning plus 1 or 2 hours of the afternoon, is that a way to do it on,
yes.
on Thursday?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, the other subject here, printing with Chrome OS will probably be something rather short, to give a short overview, it's perhaps only an hour.
And it would be great if these Chrome guys could have.
Yeah, and the question is if we'll have Chrome people there, because if we don't, may not be much to demonstrate, you know.
Yes, yes.
The current state of printing in all of the shipping netbook OSs is it leads you to a button that says not implemented. Because we saw or heard live demos of 4 or 5 different Glide, a whole series of netbook OSs and or web-based OSs last week at the Open Printing Summit, and our PWG secretary, Paul Ticote, brought a netbook that was running both Linux and some, you know, embedded stripped-down version of Windows XP and I think even another operating system. And he showed that basically, unless you booted the full operating system and not the supposed fast boot, you know, web-based operating system, either the printing button was gone, which was in many cases the case, or it led to a dialog box that said, not implemented. That was
I think this is not a
so you're supposed to read your email, but you can't print any email, even soft copy, you know, through to a PPD distiller or anything, PDF distiller. No one at the PWG meeting last week could imagine that was really useful in the real world, at a web-based interface in which you can't even print a copy or make a soft copy of a web page, because it's got no save as either in the web browser. They took that out. And it's just like, what are these people thinking about? So hopefully there is a printing strategy in Google Chrome, and hopefully they will tell us about it in the next couple of weeks, as they said they would. But it may prove that it's very simplified.
Yeah, I can imagine that it all to do with the footprint of printing, that it takes just in storage a couple of gigabytes.
Well, it does, but it also, at least in one case, from some information Paul had found, they had left it out completely and made print by reference, that is, you know, web printed, basically, the only way that it worked, and their argument was that they wanted to leave out cups and GoScript because they didn't want, you know, they just were taking those pieces out of Linux. Well, they apparently took a lot of other pieces out of Linux, too.
Mm. No, but another thing I want to say is that it was a bit of a shock to us, the rise of the netbooks and their small screens. So actually, we're still taking it into account with the common print dialog, that it does fit on 600 high screens. So we still see it for us in scope, where mobile is not in scope, for instance. For
you mean where an actual cell phone isn't in scope because it's just... It's too small.
Too small,
it
different kind of...
It obviously requires a different interface paradigm.
Mm. Whereas on a little netbook, if all the other problems like footprint and et cetera are solved, I would still see a print dialog work.
Yeah.
At least we're simply taking those screen sizes into account that we don't snooker ourselves immediately there with things that are too big.
I looked a little myself the week before last at the state of netbooks, whose screens, of course, are progressively getting larger. Now 10 and 11.5-inch and even 14-inch screens are
$10 shipping in netbooks. But even in the little ones that were 9-inch screens, they had very high resolutions, 1024 by 7-something. They weren't actually very small resolutions, although, of course, if the screen's physically that small, if you throw up a font that looks fine on a 16-inch screen, it's not going to be readable. So that's a dimension I wanted to mention to you, Peter, is that sensing the resolution of the display and then sizing accordingly may break down, because if it's a 9-inch screen as opposed to a 15, 16, 17-inch screen with the same resolution, both the fonts and even simple icons are going to be unreadable over too many.
Yeah, I wonder how to take it overall, but let's not discuss that today.
No,
but
okay.
But actually, it is also there in the summit. It's good to at least talk about that for 15 minutes, if not half an hour.
Yeah.
How that pans out for netbooks in general, and what do we think about it, and if we have covered all the bases or not. So let's put a stick it somewhere in the agenda to talk in San Francisco.
Okay, I suggest we put it later Tuesday afternoon after Common Printing Dialogue, and I was going to make the topic netbook printing, and then we can put a, I'll put
would
a note.
Would it fit with Chrome OS? Or?
Well, it does, because, you know, Chrome OS is a netbook OS. They're never giving it to end users or support. It is open source, but they're only supporting it to hardware manufacturers.
Oh, but somebody will actually ship it to end users after they release the source.
Actually, they say they won't, because they won't support it. If an end user installs it instead of the manufacturer, they don't want to fight the end user having not gotten the right device drivers for the fingerprint reader and so on. There are an awful lot of, I mean, we think of printing, you know, and then display, but there are an awful lot of custom device drivers that are manufacturer and model specific these days on these, you know, things that have fingerprint readers and retina scans and so on. And they're actually getting more and more common. So that's probably, I said Tuesday, but I meant Thursday. You all knew what I meant. So the first day, or most of it, after the keynote, we'll devote to a downloadable drivers tutorial, Phil?
Yes.
And we'll divide that up some between, you know, but that tentatively. Okay, so what other topics do we have? It seems to me we mentioned some other topics.
If only we take the first day for this tutorial, and a little bit more than the second, than the first half of the second for the Common Printing Dialogue, then we take 1 hour for the printing on netbook or on Chrome or OS or whatever.
I would be a bit flexible there. If these guys come out with something hot and we want them to talk about it, maybe we have to give them an hour more or so. So it's worth a while to drive up for that stuff.
Yeah.
So let's see how it pans out in next week's what they got up their sleeves.
Right.
So that's with the printing on netbook, we finish the second day, and the rest is for the third day.
Well, depending, we might have, if we have another 1 hour topic, it may well fit into the second day. I put 1 to 2 hours for netbook printing.
Yes. Yeah. That's one thing we must also look at the stuff for Mike Suite, that it comes together on one day.
Right. So you just used up 2 days. So is Mike's Suite going to be Friday morning? Is that what we're going to do? That is cups and related things.
Cups, color management. That also interests me, actually. We worked a lot of color management UI in the last couple of months. But now we got to see if it all fits together with the technical stuff.
I've got some things to say about something I've been doing in the last month in Fedora as well. I'm not sure, it's kind of driver packages, and it kind of relates to, it's to do with automatic installing of drivers from a distribution. I don't know if that's something that is worth taking a bit of time to say anything about.
I think it would be good to put it in the downloadable drivers tutorial. I think it would be good to have discovery and installation strategies be covered all in that one day, because they relate. There's not much point in building a, you know, single distro driver if discovery doesn't work and it never gets installed. So, okay, Tim.
I mean, I haven't got a great deal. I mean, I doubt I'll have a demonstration, and haven't got a great deal really to say about it.
Slides?
I hope you'll be working by then, and I might have, I don't know, 20 minutes or so to say about it, but that's probably about all.
So knowing there will be questions, Tim, suppose I put 30 minutes as tentative for the topic?
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
so,
the
and the topic is driver installation on Fedora?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's using System Config Printer and Package Kit, which are both sort of distribution agnostic, but the work's being done on Fedora at the moment, so I'm not sure which other distributions are going to be picking it up in a hurry.
Well, we can flesh out the topic over the next.
Ubuntu uses also System Config Printer, but they pull the packages, the driver packages with Jockey. Can Package Kit also pull driver packages from Open Printing?
It's not done that way. It's done using package repositories in the same way as the normal packages that make up the distribution. So it's not for sort of externally supplied packages, except for things that have been specifically configured using, for example, a Yum repository.
Yes, the packages on Open Printing are in a Yum repository, so it would be possible to set it up that it takes these packages.
Indeed, yeah.
Yes, and here are the subjects of Mike's suite, which he wants to have it on one day. It's the CUP status, which he will present, the LSB joint meeting, the color management, and the common printing dialogue.
Well, yeah, that was number four.
Yes.
Did you get from Paul?
We have to do two parts of the common printing dialogue or so. That a smaller part is, but one thing would be if Mike is also on the big session, perhaps we can do on the second day the big session of the common printing dialogue, and after that not do the Chrome OS, but the LSB, the color management, and the CUP status.
When?
Then we can only do a half a day of common printing dialogue. Cause
yeah, that's
the LSB and the CUP status are not going to be 20-minute topics.
Yeah.
I would not like to have that on the same day. I think it was clear from the call yesterday that Mike Sweet put on number four the printing dialogue.
Yes. It's
I don't know if you already asked Paul Denbold what hits his list of president's topics is. I could maybe imagine that he comes on this other day that we do the printing dialogue kind of thing.
Till you got away from me there, if I could back up for a moment. Mike's topics, I don't have this note, were CUP's status and
yes,
something and color management. What was the
LSB.
Oh,
CUP's
right,
status
LSB.
Is the first, LSB is the second, color management is the third, and common printing dialogue is the fourth.
Okay.
So then why don't we not do 1, 2, 3 on Friday?
That's
actually
what I'm thinking. Why not do 1, 2, 3 on Friday, and actually we could return to common printing dialogue as part of it can't be late Friday morning because we're going to run out of time here, but as part of first thing Friday afternoon summary, we could do CPD summary, you know, CPD status or summary from the day before, of, you know, some as part of the summary, and therefore Mike would be there to...
Or maybe specifically how the common print dialogue and the Till, and I hope Lars can also be there, certainly have things to say about it. How that measures with cups, how, what requirements that it puts, what kind of hurdles have we seen from cups in the implementation or in the UI design?
We have two parts for the common printing dialogue. One part is on the second day in the morning, which is more about the design and about the testing, user testing sessions and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part, which we will do with Mike, is the more technical part about cups and D-bus and such stuff.
Mm-hmm. And that you will do on Friday?
Yes. This will be one on Friday afternoon. And so we put... Yes, so the common printing dialogue is distributed in two pieces, Thursday morning, Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I thought
the
it was
color management,
Thursday.
Yes, the color management, the LSB, and what was the first, the cut status will all be run on Friday.
On Friday morning?
Yes.
In order, given that we can't really, we can only do, you know, further work on some other topic later Friday afternoon, because they'll do the same thing to us. They'll want our summary by 2 in the afternoon or something.
Yep. Yes, and for Thursday in the afternoon, is the remaining Chrome OS, GoScript, and driver backports work group.
So the GoScript topic is GoScript status, right? And we
yes. It does not take very long.
Okay. Do we think
simply because of the Ghost? And the one thing which I don't have in the list, Red Hat. But this can perhaps be integrated in the first day of downloadable driver packages.
Phil, I just managed to forget your third topic. It's driver backports.
Yes.
So that's where we want to... that's a joint meeting, right?
Yes.
And so is the LSB topic on Friday, so we got to work about that. So driver pack backports 1 hour?
Yes.
Okay. So that gives us, that works just fine, because if netbook printing, including Google Chrome OS, takes 1 to 2 hours, GoScript status takes an hour with questions, it will, it always does. And driver backports joint meeting takes an hour, that's 4 hours, and that's Thursday afternoon.
Yes.
Okay, I can't remember if Mike has actually suggested specific times for cup status.
He did not tell about how long he will take.
I'm assuming LSB, just because we won't get them for any longer, is a 1 hour topic. It has been
yes.
in the past.
Yes. Yes, and LSB, the main problem is to get organized that someone does the work. They all agree that printing stuff should be in the LSB, and all the suggestions which I made already 2 years ago that we should have all the CUPS API in LSB. But the problem is that there's no one who does the testing suites and the documentation and such stuff.
about taking on a Google Summer Co student on that.
Yes, the testing suite will probably work as this is coding. But I don't know whether one can one Google Summer of Code student on doing the documentation. Because the subject of the Google Summer of Code is coding.
Well, if you throw in enough of, say, I don't know, HTML, enough of typesetting, that's also coding as well. Make it interesting rather than just writing words.
Because printing and scanning in the LSB is really stuck on the first version, which we succeeded to get in some years ago, because there is no one working on it.
Is there going to be an opportunity to talk about the GhostScript Cups Raster driver and the status of that? whether to move forward and that kind of thing. Would that fit into, like, status of development for GhostScript?
Yeah, I think it does. I'm putting it as a subtopic.
Yeah, nobody wants to take it on.
What do you mean about the Cups Raster driver of GhostScript? I did not really understand that.
Just that I think it would be good to have a discussion about the current state of it.
Yes, yes, and how it gets maintained.
Exactly.
Because I'm struggling around to get bugs fixed in it because no one cares. And it is proposed, it is promised in the documentation of the PPD extensions of CUPS what it should all be capable to do, and I struggle to get that in so that HP can make a decent CUPS Raster driver. And as I'm not very much into GhostScript, I probably did not implement the changes perfectly, and so there are bugs, and it seems that no one really is there who fixes them. And sometimes came the thought for me, should I now go the way of obsoleting it, of telling the manufacturers don't use it anymore, do use HPIJS, because CUPS Raster is not maintained. And I think Mike would not like if I would do so.
Yeah, the new IPP Everywhere project, which is forming in the PWG, is probably going to put CUPS Raster as one of the three required by all implementations.
This IPP Everywhere has also something like printers should support CUPS Raster, or what?
It's still in the early stages, but a raster format as well as a vector format for, you know, rich page content are going to be, at least one of each are going to be standardized, and that's the whole point of IPP Everywhere. If you claim it with your PDA or your cell phone, third generation cell phone or whatever, then it means you do support all of these small set of document formats, and you support IP, you know, this specific profile of IPP with all of these operations and these attributes, and you, the printer manufacturer, the spooler manufacturer, are responsible to make sure that it's 100% coverage.
Yes. And so this makes really CUPS Raster a standard PDF, and so it must
the idea of it. I think it just needs to have a maintainer. And I think, you know, somebody knows they are the maintainer and, you know, stands up to do it and has the time to do it. I think that's the thing. There's nothing wrong with the format, really.
Right. And perhaps we can get some Apple resource directed towards it. I don't know. Till, do we expect Ralph or someone else to come to speak about Ghost Grip status? Or is Tim Waller?
We don't have an answer from the Ghost Grip people. I think in the registration is one person, I think with Michael Brahel or so, the color guy.
I think Michael was talking about coming on the Ghost Grip IRC channel a week or two ago. So it's like, I think it's likely that he will turn up.
So that we will at least have him speaking in the color management section.
How do you spell his
and
last
also
name?
Also, if there will not come any other Ghost Grip guy, he could also talk about the state of the art of Ghost Grip.
Okay, how does Michael spell his last name? So I can get it in the minutes.
V-R-H-E-L.
Okay. Glad he's not here, so I can't mispronounce his name. Okay, V-R-H-E-L. I've got it. All right.
It's really unpronounceable in German or English.
It is... what language is it from?
I don't know.
It looks partially unpronounceable in many languages. Well, anyway. Okay. So... Okay, let me go review what I've got for topics here now and days. Downloadable drivers tutorial Wednesday, led by Till, including a driver installation on Fedora 30-minute presentation by Tim. And we may as well make it 30 minutes, Tim, because if there are any questions, it will stretch to 30 minutes.
Sure.
And I think the driver installation, Till, I'm going to add under downloadable drivers device discovery because I want to talk about by then shipping in Apple and in Windows support for the new 1284 command set standard, which is now in PWG last call and soon will be a candidate standard. And pretty soon, 1284 device IDs from printer manufacturers, I mean, this year, are going to start using standard tokens to describe PostScript and even to describe PostScript Level 3 versus PostScript Level 2 and PDF, the various dialects, and PCL3 versus PCL5E and so on in a machine-readable, interoperable way. So that's going to affect both discovery and installation.
Yes, this would be great if you can talk about that.
I'm going to make that tentatively a one-hour topic, but that is not the presentation. What that is the discussion of both discovery and installation, because I think Mike wants to touch on it in the CUP status as well, because IPP Everywhere is a project proposed by Apple. But I would like to have some discussion of it in the context of downloadable drivers. Because if you don't do proper discovery and parsing of what the model and the PDL support is in the device, you install the wrong driver anyway. And users, as we found, never read anything. An interesting problem with dialog boxes. Are you sure you want to do this? No, everyone always just hits return and hopes that the default is the right answer.
Exactly.
The state of security on computers is deteriorating fast, if you ask me.
And about the Katsuata format, even if it does not make it into IPP everywhere, it will also be important result, because not all printers will support IPP everywhere. We will always have cheap printers.
Well, yeah, and...
Our printers which are connected on USB, are these covered by IPP everywhere? I think not.
Actually, IPP Everywhere is initially network printers only, but it's specifically, the concept is that it can be extended to local, parallel USB local connected printers as well, because it won't, you know, it's some pro, obviously it won't run IPP over a local USB port, but the, you know, standard 1284 device ID support and the standard PDL form, you know, document format support would be required to claim that a local connected USB printer was an IPP everywhere capable printer.
Yes. Yes, and so so let's go on with topics for the printing summit. So this was a first day, and so for the second day, we start with a printing dialogue.
Right. For the second day, I'm sorry. We'll go back. For the second day, Thursday morning, and possibly early afternoon, Peter and Kate will lead us, and perhaps Lars will speak too. Lars will be attending, do we think, Till?
He does not know yet whether he has the time.
Okay.
And if he tells that he has the time to go, then we must find for him someone who pays his flights.
Yeah, a sponsor.
Whoever.
Okay. All right, so... Thursday morning and possibly the first hour of Thursday afternoon, we'll focus on common printing dialogue, including demonstrations, Peter,
mm-hmm.
and or screenshots if we can't have demonstrations.
Yeah, no, we try to demo most of it, so it really feels that it's there.
Yeah.
Stuff that hasn't been implemented that will be shown with the designs from specification.
Okay.
And I will discuss the testing results and then also look forward to what we're going to be doing next month from our side.
If you can manage to have some slides that have key screenshots from what you're going to demonstrate, that will be good for me and many others who are calling in remotely and will not be there. Because it's tricky to follow a demonstration when you're showing things and people in the room are seeing it and the people on the phone have, you know, have no context.
And there is the catch with the demo, and I thought that it was such a great idea to move.
It is a really good idea, but it's another good reason to make a demo half an hour and not, you know, half a day.
Well,
okay. Thursday afternoon, we will start after any follow-up last segment of Common Print Dialogue with netbook printing, a topic that's 1 to 2 hours. It may only be an hour, but and hopefully, if Google people don't attend, by then their printing strategy will be public, and so Till or I could give a presentation with some, you know, some slides from their information and from other netbook operating systems about, you know, surveying the state of netbook printing and the issues associated with it. And then, my computer would talk to me. Okay, there you go. And then Ghost Script status, and we need a speaker, but it might be Michael if Ralph or someone else doesn't answer. Including a topic of the CUPS raster driver in GhostScript status. Is that what it is? Maintenance.
Okay. And lastly, Thursday afternoon, driver backports joint meeting. Till we may have to juggle these topics depending on when driver backports are willing to meet, but hopefully
we can
tell them, could you please pick an hour in Thursday afternoon and we'll adjust our schedule around you?
Yes, I can ask them, and I hope they are already planning.
Yeah, that's a good reason to ask them now, because they may not be planning, right?
Yes. NSB, for example, they have already, they are already thinking about meetings on the Monday and the Tuesday of that week, outside the Linux Foundation Summit, in some kind of prolongation before. I don't know how... Probably they will have on during the summit one day of session.
So do we think that they will only have Wednesday, only because it's the adjacent day?
I must ask them.
Yeah, would you ask them very soon and tell them tentatively we would like to do an hour Friday morning? And if
we have some problems, we perhaps need to change the Friday and the Wednesday.
Well, I think so we can just change the one topic. If we need to get an hour out of Wednesday for LSB, we do. So tell them Friday morning is our preference, and otherwise, please tell us when on Wednesday you would like to do it, because we'll do it then. And that Thursday is already pretty full, but we'll do Thursday if we have to. We'll move another topic around, right?
Yes. There's one problem is also that the general distribution of the day is not yet out. Which work group is using which days?
Okay.
So if you go to the homepage of the Linux Foundation Summit, you'll see nothing about the agenda. It only tells on this page. In the end of January, here will be put the agenda.
Right.
And we are already mid-February.
They need to get an agenda out very soon. It's a bad mistake. Now, with travel money so hard to get for everyone, it's a bad mistake to be late with an agenda.
By the way, Till, is there already a participant list online for the printing summit?
No.
Invitations have just recently gone out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, and there are perhaps, I think, 9 or 10 persons registered, and perhaps another three or so who have answered they want to come. So it takes some time until we get a bigger picture about who will participate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. But Mike Sweet especially wanted the LSB topic, so we should urge them Friday morning. If we can, Till.
What?
The LSB joint meeting was one of Mike Sweet's.
Yes. So we must. I will send it to them that we must. That we must coordinate it in a way that Mike Sweet can attend it.
Right, and that presently
for one day and wants to have certain topics on the rest of the day. So that when they have to go away from Friday, we have to move around whole days.
Yeah, we would have to.
But
we would have to move a half day.
To another day.
Till what?
To the Wednesday or so.
What we could do is move a half day. That is, we could make the driver download and device discovery and installation and so on topics. We could put some of it on Wednesday and some of it on Friday morning, for instance, which
yes.
would make, which would be good in one sense because it would make it span 2 days, which makes it more likely that we reach more people who don't come for all 3 days.
Yes.
If you would ask the LSB folks if they can do a Friday morning hour with us and say if they can't, tell us which morning or afternoon Wednesday they want it to be, because I think we should leave Thursday alone. I think, you know, it doesn't, I mean, if it has to be Thursday, but that's our least preference. So we have a strong preference for Friday morning, and otherwise, please tell us Wednesday or when Wednesday morning or afternoon.
Yes, yes, let's do it that way.
And then we'll juggle this around, you know, quickly. And because it's important for planning that we have a, that we manage a tentative agenda for Open Printing Summit. You're right, I just looked. The Collaboration Summit is completely content-free, the page on it right now. Request an invitation.
Printing Summit is the first part of it, which is in the works of planning.
Yeah. And this isn't very good, considering that it's now later April, or later February, and it's coming in mid-April.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So,
it,
I think
it,
those
in,
are...
When one see and when one sees the LSB is probably the same size, more or less, of in terms of hours, only distributed in another way. And the others are all smaller, the other groups who are doing sessions.
Okay, so
all the other groups only take at most 1 day.
Okay, so Friday right now, what we have is cup status. And not necessarily in this order, but Friday morning, cup status, an LSB joint meeting for an hour, color management, I imagine an hour, and it could go a lot longer, but again, perhaps a Friday afternoon we have more discussion of color management, or we have more discussion, we have follow-up on the topics that we want to talk about more and that we decide at the time. Then we have a tentative detail session on Common Print Dialogue, CUPS, DBUS, etc. That is the internals. And that potentially is Friday morning. If not, it is sometime on Friday afternoon. It's obviously after the cup status, I would say. I'll just put Friday. Okay. And Friday afternoon, Printing Summit wrap-up summary for an hour or less. When did they make us have a... I can't remember. I have to go back.
Last year it was directly after lunch.
And they wanted...
One and a half hour.
Our wrap-up was... That was when they had their summary meeting, right? Which means we need to fit in our wrap-up sometime Friday morning.
Yes.
Okay, I'm noting that with a footnote here. Hang on a sec. So, Friday morning for... For Collaboration Summit wrap-up, Friday early afternoon. Okay, and then I guess I suggest that we just put in a topic that is marked for later Friday afternoon. That's an open topic. I don't know quite how to describe it, but I think you know what I mean. That is, it's more discussion. More discussion on any OPS topics, and I'll put it Friday. Go ahead.
Did we really put in all the subjects which we have listed? Did we forget anything?
I haven't got your web page in front of me right now, but I'll go look. I did. Why didn't I go away from there?
Looks like it to me.
I think we've got them all, Phil.
Ah, yes, that's great.
If we don't...
Yes, one thing is also, I will not be able to write down the exact schedule soon. I can only reorder them and give tentative days and times, but no exact times, and I don't know, as I don't have the time grade yet, when at which hour it starts, at which hour there are lunch breaks and coffee breaks and so on.
Right. So I think what we want to do is
with the others.
As soon as we have feedback from the LSB and driver backports people so we can pin down those times and days, till I think we want to just say what I've been saying in the minutes. You know, Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon, Friday morning, Friday early or later afternoon,
yes.
You know, in the case of our sum-up. Okay?
Yes.
And we'll just have to go with that. But we can still say, you know, a topic is 30 minutes or 60 minutes or, what, you know,
yes,
1 hour.
Yes, we can say.
And we probably should do that just so people can come and say, oh, we should spend more time on
yes.
that. Okay. Just a sec. Let me catch up with one thing. Okay, and are the schedule constraints, I put issues in the past, but that's not good, schedule constraints are that we need to avoid the Linux Foundation plenary and keynote speakers on Wednesday morning.
Yes.
That we should have a teleconference bridge only for main OPS sessions, not breakouts, because
yes.
it was too complicated last year. It just resulted in fragmentation of the remote attendees. And lastly, that we should minimize or eliminate breakout sessions
yes.
to encourage remote attendees. I would like to pull the four of you who are on the line and suggest that we simply say eliminate breakout sessions, not minimize.
Yes. For now, I at least have written that there will be no teleconference on breakout sessions.
Okay.
I have put only one number for the main room.
Okay.
Which is the same number as we are using now.
But I think that it's a really bad idea, for instance, to have a breakout session on color management because, Glenn Petrie and other people who may very well want to participate are likely to be remote. Given the location, Glenn may attend in person. I don't know. He did attend by telephone all of the PWG face-to-face meeting last week, and he did attend by telephone all of the December PWG meeting, but he has not been on. He's been on a very few security telecons of the PWG, but otherwise he has not been on any PWG telecon either for some months. I don't know. And other PWG members who might participate are likely to not have the travel budget because there's a PWG meeting a week before in April.
Yes.
And it's in Portland, Oregon. It's in, it's at Sharp in Camas, Washington, across the river from Portland, Oregon. Okay. I think we're... is this a firm thing that LSB is already planning some Monday, Tuesday sessions?
There was a posting on the list, but not really discussion.
Okay.
Only one was suggested, but not discussed yet.
Okay. I am not going to record that further right now, then. We'll just know that that might happen. So you're going, Till, you're going to fire off notes asking for very quick response to both driver backports and LSB.
Yes, yes.
About our saying, you know, we can't lay out our schedule without knowing this. And if there's a mailing list within the staff at Linux Foundation, it wouldn't do any harm for you to send them a note reminding them that it's really time to get on with having an agenda. If they want people to attend. I know, you know, in Samsung, where I have no travel budget at all this year, but I did in previous years, you need 60 days lead time to get approval for travel. That's very often the case in any larger companies. All right, we've run over. Are we done, my friends?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are done.
Okay.
Our main topic for today we have very well done.
Okay. I will send minutes. I will post minutes before the day is out.
Yes, yes. And I will also post the recording.
Oh, you are doing a recording?
Yes, yes.
Okay. It'll be in the usual meeting notes, OP Telecons, and is it just going to be named?
Yes, there's meeting notes. And there's an OP Summit 2010. Simply look around there with a browser to see it.
Okay, and what's the file name going to be, or can I put the file name?
Look at the OP Summit 2009, and I will take the same scheme of file name.
Okay, good. I will do that. Thank you, Till. Thank you, Hintech, and Tim, and Peter, for joining and helping out, and we'll talk with you in 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you all.
Bye.
See you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, guys.